The Spook's Destiny by Joseph Delaney. Read by Thomas Judd. The highest point in the county is marked by mystery. It is said that a man died there in a great storm while binding an evil that threatened the whole world. Then the ice came again, and when it retreated, even the shapes of the hills and the names of the towns in the valleys changed. Now, at that highest point on the fells, no trace remains of what was done so long ago, but its name has endured. They call it the Wardstone. Chapter 1. Beware the Gibber. Driven by the gentlest of breezes, our small fishing boat was sailing slowly west, bobbing gently towards the distant shore. I was staring ahead towards the green hills of Ireland, trying to take in as much as I could before the light failed. In another 20 minutes, it would be dark. Suddenly, there was a roaring, howling sound, and the fisherman looked up in alarm. From nowhere, a great wind blew up. A black cloud raced towards us from the north, zigzag lightning flickering down into the sea, which was now boiling and surging so that the small boat rolled alarmingly. Our three dogs began to whimper. The usually fearless wolfhounds, Claw, Blood and Bone, didn't like sea voyages at the best of times. I was on my knees, clinging to the prow, cold pinching my ears, sea spray stinging my eyes. The Spook and my friend Alice were cowering down below the gunwales, doing their best to take shelter. The waves had suddenly become much bigger, unnaturally so, I thought. We seemed about to capsize. As we slid down into a trough, a gigantic wave, a sheer wall of water, came out of nowhere and loomed above us.